Public Library Policy Committee meeting, September 8th, 2021. Can I have a roll call, please?
Sure. Garcia?
Yes.
Millen is absent. Schumacher is absent. And Crawford?
Here.
Thank you.
And we also have our Library Director, Shelley, with us as well. We don't have a public comment because we don't have anyone here to make a comment. And our new business tonight is we're going to be updating some of our library personnel policies, as well as adding a policy against harassment. Yep. And so you have provided us...
Yes, so this packet here is our personnel policy.
Okay.
And anything that you see highlighted in yellow is what I would like, I would suggesting that we add to our policy.
Okay.
And anything that you see crossed out is what I think we should remove.
Okay.
And anything in red is what I think we should, what I'm questioning.
What you're questioning.
Yeah.
Okay, so the yellows are all the ones that we want added into our personnel policy. Yes. Anything that's highlighted in yellow, and then it crossed out in the policies are the things that we want removed.
Correct.
Okay. So we'll just go ahead and look over them, and you want to go through with us?
I want to talk about where I have gotten some, my examples for these.
Okay.
Is from my director's university that I belong to, the mentor and woman who created this program. She's the executive director of the Northbrook Public Library.
Okay.
And so she sent me her policy manual.
Okay.
So I've taken it from there.
So you're taking some of the samples from her, okay?
Yep.
So we're going to be looking at the at-will,
right.
The policy against harassment, anti-privacy policy, whistleblower protection policy, code of conduct, and dress code.
Yep, those have all been missing from our policy.
Okay. So I guess we'll review them, and or you want to go over them and tell us what you added in? And
sure. Sure. I mean, if you want to just, I've updated on the first page, bullet point 5, 7, 10, and 11.
Okay, so I'll look at those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, and those are all of our committees that we have.
Mm-hmm. Added those.
Well, number 10, should it be evaluation of components? Ensure the library has a strategic plan with implementation and evaluation components or evaluation
components?
Of the components?
Or of components.
Of components.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. And then I'm going to do these are some of the things that I like that. Number 3 under the duties and responsibilities. I like the changing that to prepare and participate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I like that too.
Okay. So then here's this standards for public libraries. This is an old statement.
Okay.
And I looked up this measures of quality, and it shows a date of 2013. So I just think we should just remove this whole comment here.
Are there any other? There are no other libraries that have standards for public libraries or anything like that.
Was it in the one that you received from her?
These are more of welcome packets that they give to their employees, and it's also part of their personnel policy.
The handbook.
Yeah, their handbook.
Okay, the employee handbook.
Yeah.
And what did you see anything in here?
Nothing like
about?
That I could.
Because this is personnel, so this deals with our actual employees. So then, that wouldn't really pertain to the actual employees, the standards of policy, would it? It's just talking about the library.
That sounds like it's just. About talking about the library, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And that could go into
other
under
parts.
Services.
Yes.
The library.
Yes. Did you make a note for that one to put in the services?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when you get to that part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then this is, these are the ones you're adding in here, the conditions of work.
Yeah. So okay. If you, I know it's a lot of reading.
No, I mean, I'm glad that we're updating the policy, personnel policy, and all the policies as we go through them. That's good. Because we are in that will state, so. Okay, that's good. That's the standard at will employment.
The employee or, let's look at the at will.
Uh-huh.
The employee or the library may terminate the employment relationship at any time for any reason or no reason, with or without cause or notice. Do we have to have, say, within the law in there, or with the, do you think?
I don't think it has, that's like a standard at will employment.
Okay.
I mean, I can pull something up. But that's like the standard at will notice, because we're an at will state.
Mm-hmm.
As an employer, we can terminate it without cause.
Okay.
Every time. Mm-hmm. And then as an employee, they can terminate, decide to, you know, leave at any time as well. That's something that you see within various organizations. Not everyone put it, but they should. If you have something that you want me to look it up.
No, I just want to really say for any reason within the law or
Okay, let me look at, while we're going through, I'll go ahead and do some search here while we're doing that part. Find anything in the that one against the anti-bullying? Do you see anything that needs to be changed in that so far?
So far, I haven't found anything to change in.
So, above the anti-bullying is the policy against harassment. That's where that one will go.
Under that?
Under that.
Okay, because you have different types of harassment. You have the bullying, you have the sexual harassment.
Right.
Efforts. Sample. I know we're going forward, but I'm looking at a sample of an at-will policy statement. And this is from the society, the SHRM, Society of Human Resource Management. And so it says, you know, let's see, the at-will employment status of an employee may be modified only with a written statement. Okay, that's not the one. That's just telling me what it is. Here we go. Your employment with such and such is an indefinite period of time and is subject to termination by you or your employer with or without cause.
Okay.
It's the same thing. So we have for any reason or no reason. It says with or without cause or with or without notice.
Okay.
If we want to change that instead of saying reason, we can say for Okay, so the employee or the library may terminate the employee relationship at any time with or without cause. And then we can take out, for any reason, we can say with or without notice at any time. Mm-hmm. That, like that better?
Mm-hmm. Take out for any reason.
Uh-huh. And continue with, say, at any time, comma, with or without cause. And then with or without notice.
Okay.
At any time.
Okay.
See if anything else. At any time. And you already have that, but it's not, doesn't constitute employment, it's not a contract. So that's fine. And then it says, if you want to add, nothing in this policy or any other policy of the library should be interpreted to be conflict with or to eliminate or modify any way the at-will employment status. And when you want to add that, or you want to keep what we already have?
I think what we already have.
Okay, perfect. So you got that part, with
mm-hmm.
or without cause, with or without notice at any time. Okay. So now we're on to anti-bullying, page 2. It must immediately inform the library director.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. it could be other library director.
Well, let's see.
Right here on the 1, 2, 3, 4. On the second page, after the bullet, 1, 2, 3, the third paragraph. Inform the library director.
Okay.
Incidents. A prompt or complete investigation of each of the incident. Okay, never mind. Each. I miss each. Will be conducted. Okay. Are you good with the anti-bullying?
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Okay. Yes, Lord. Library director, again.
Second paragraph.
Uh-huh. Second paragraph on the whistleblower. Their manager, the library director, or the board of trustees. In so far. Should that all be together?
I'll spell check it.
Why? Because we have another director, so just to be specific.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I got it on the last one.
Okay. Are you good with that one?
I'm almost done.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And you got the library director.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got that one too. So the work week is verbatim what we have already.
Okay. And then you just change from director to the department managers for scheduling?
Yes.
Okay. Code of conduct, you just, it's all new?
This is new.
Okay.
What is business principles?
Where are we?
First paragraph. Adhere to acceptable business principles.
Ethics. It could be ethics. Yeah. We talk about code of conduct. You can say business ethic or you can say business principles. I like ethics.
Okay.
You want ethics?
Yeah.
Business ethics. Or acceptable ethics.
Acceptable. Adhere to acceptable business ethics in matters of personal conduct. Because they're still, the business would be this, because they're working with individuals. So we can say business ethics, or you want to just say?
We can leave principles, I guess.
Okay, so leave principles?
It's fine to leave principles.
Okay.
I was just.
That's what it's
the word business actually was the one I was concerned
about. Oh, so I mean, because we are a business and we're conducting business at the library when they work with patrons, so.
Okay.
They usually say business ethics, but principles is just another form for saying it. Do you want to say form or you don't want the word business?
No, I was just wondering if the word business was needed in here, that's all.
Acceptable.
We can keep business principles in there, but I was just wondering what. I guess it seemed kind of out of place to me.
Okay. Then let's take it out. Responsibility, let's see. As integral members of Liberty, employees are expected to accept certain responsibilities and adhere to acceptable code. We can say code of ethics in matters of personal conduct. Because we're talking about code of conduct, so we can say...
Code of ethics. All right.
Of personal conduct and always exhibit a high degree of personal integrity. Because those are ethics that deals with code of conduct, your behavior and your integrity, having integrity in the workplace.
Okay.
This not only involves a series of the rights and privileges, but also means the employee should refrain from any behavior that might be harmful to the employee, coworkers, and the patrons. Okay, so that's good. So I like what she said. Instead of saying code of ethics, acceptable standards. Standards.
Standards of conduct.
Uh-huh. I like that. Standards of conduct. And then, because you already have personal, wait a minute. Adhere to acceptable standards of conduct. Instead of saying personal conduct, adhere to acceptable standards of conduct and always exhibit a high degree of personal integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Standards of conduct. Mm-hmm. So take out business principles and the manner of business personal conduct and put standards of conduct.
Okay.
Okay. So
you got acceptable standards of conduct in matters of...
No, we take that out.
Okay.
Take the rest of that out and then say, and... Always exhibit a high degree of personal integrity.
Like
yes. So take that out.
Take out in matters of personal conduct?
Mm-hmm. So take out from business all the way to conduct.
Got it.
And then just add standards of conduct. Okay. So let me go back to where I was. Okay. Library director. So then, did you list it, though, on this one? Did we list it after here? Oh, here, breaches of conduct. Because it says here that the following is a list of behaviors that could result in disciplinary action or two different determinations. Okay, so this is, these are the list.
Yeah, it's really long.
Instead of breaches of conduct, because it says here, list the following is a list of behaviors that can result in disorder of conduct. Instead of these standards of conduct, breaches of code of conduct, you want to say breaches of, because this is talking about the code of conduct. So do we want to say breaches of the code of conduct?
Let me think about
that. But it just says breaches of conduct, but then it says list. The following is a list of behaviors. And this was all new, right? This wasn't in here. Was this inside our personnel or not?
No.
Okay.
No, anything in yellow is not in our personnel policy.
Let me just see something here. A trustee.
Unacceptable.
I don't like breaches.
Unacceptable conduct.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that better.
There's double bullets too.
I know. I was struggling with getting them out, but I will.
Okay.
Mess around with that. I was running out of time.
Ethical. Employment application, would that fall under here, being that, because we're talking about employees under here, so do we have to put the employment application?
If we go back and find out it was falsified.
Okay. So you want to, okay. Time sheet, expense, report, personnel, other documents, and records.
So we have unauthorized possession of library, patron, or employee property.
Where, what?
That's the second one down. And then further down, after insubordination, we have unauthorized
use of material,
time
equipment, property of the library, or a patron. This is possession of the property, having it, like having it in possession. This is use.
Use, okay.
So it's possession and use.
You could condense it to unauthorized use or possession.
Okay.
All right.
And so take that.
Get rid of that second one.
The second one, and then just put use or possession.
Use or possession.
Of library, pay, however we have these two together. A library material. How do we do that though? Let me see. Unauthorized
use or possession
of
material.
But you can't say time.
Yeah. Time. Well, saying unauthorized use of time of the library makes to me no sense then.
Well, that's saying that you're using the time for the timesheet. You're talking about the timesheet? What is the time? Possession of library, patron, or employee property. Unauthorized use of material, equipment, or property. What is time referring to?
I don't know.
I think we should take that out.
No,
and if you take that out, then you can put use or possession.
Yeah.
So, unauthorized use or possession of library, patron, or employee, a library material, library patron, because a patron wouldn't have, oh, I guess they would have equipment, because they could have a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Unauthorized use or possession of library material, library employee or patron, material, equipment, or property. But when I say patron, and I think about equipment, how specific? I don't think we should say equipment. Equipment could be property, correct?
Well, it could be property of a person, but the equipment would be library equipment. Like,
but it could
copier.
Still be the property. Okay. So then if we're going to combine these two,
mm-hmm.
how are you going to combine it?
I'm going to just take that one out.
Which one?
The unauthorized use of material.
I mean,
this one is talking about theft.
The top one's talking about possession, taking people, mm-hmm. that one's theft. The second one is using something that's without permission, using the library's material, could be paper, copy machine, or equipment could be copy machine, and property could be anything that belongs to the library or a patron.
All right, so we can keep both of them now.
Because the first one is, which would make sense, it's theft. The second one is unauthorized use.
Yeah, but we should still take time out, right?
Can you just put them together? Like, instead of having two separate bullet points, can you put unauthorized possession of here, and then unauthorized use of that? Could you put that together? Or you want to keep it separate?
Probably keep it separate, but I'd move them closer together.
Yeah, I will move this one up.
Okay, underneath.
So we'll move that one underneath number two.
I will do that.
And then, you know what? And then under that, so then if you're going to move that, then move the damaging and destroying. Because it's all dealing with property. And so keep number two there. Move the other unauthorized use and the damaging and destroying with it.
Yeah, that way they're all grouped.
They're all together.
Right. And then performance, which is under damaging, needs to have a bullet point.
Okay, so then, wait a minute. I think I'm going to have to regroup some of these. Because if we have all the ones that deal with possession and together, and then the ones that deal with employees, because when I look at performance, the other ones could be an employee or a patron. This one, performance, it does not mean that would be an employee. Abuse of negligent security. Start unauthorized copy. See, all of those I would put together. Anything that deals with unauthorized, I would kind of put them together if you could. Ones that, like this one says, installing unauthorized illegal copies of software on a library-owned computer. And then, see, like this one says, repeated tardiness. That deals with employees. So to me, that would go with performance as not even requirements. You see what I'm saying, Shelly? The ones that are dealing with employees. Like the performance one would be an employee. The repeated tardiness of absence and failure, that would be all grouped together. We have different ones that can be grouped, like flowing together. At least you're good at it. That would be the same thing as an employee.
These are really all geared towards the employee.
Okay.
Because this is the personnel policy.
Okay. But do you see what I'm saying? That the ones that are dealing with, I don't know how to explain it, see if I can explain it. The ones that are dealing with like theft and use and such as, I kind of think they should all be like those group of ones, those conducts unacceptable together. And then the ones that deal with like performance and violation and behavior and, you know, those kind of things together.
Mm-hmm.
If you could.
All right. Well, as long as you approve them.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
I'll rearrange.
Okay.
So the one that says any behavior that results in an employee not performing their job, including sleeping on the job. I mean, you could also include on their, you know, usage of media or cell phone, excessive usage of...
Well, there is... there is a cell phone use policy.
Oh, there is one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Specifically for that.
That's right. We do. And a big remember.
I think these are all good unacceptables, Shelby.
Okay.
I just think maybe you can
kind of
see
at
how.
Trying to rearrange
yeah,
them a little
just
bit.
Just try it. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other ones, Darren, that you think should?
I know there's a lot.
Yeah, but it has to be done. It just has to be done, and I appreciate that you did this. Any other ones to go over with that one there? I'm taking the time to go through this. This is good.
All right, so I'm good now with what we got here for...
Unacceptable conduct.
Unacceptable conduct.
Okay.
Okay.
So these are all good.
Okay.
Dress code guidelines.
Yep.
So we have name badges now.
Yes, we have name badges.
I saw that the other day.
Yep.
Are to be worn when our library is open to the public. Very good. Open to the public. But then should we say at all times during... working at all... Because if they're still open to the public, what if they're not working and they're on lunch break? Should we say all times that they're actually just doing all doing? Because we're saying hours the library is open to the public, but we should say.
I mean, that's all. That's
all
the entire
time.
Work time. Oh, I mean, they could.
Because they're here. Okay, I was gonna say at all times. Okay, employees must always be professional. Parents are working, events and programs, patron groups need service, safety programs for being performed. Very good.
I put an extra bullet in there.
Just in case.
Yeah. I'll take it out.
And not to be. Another bullet point.
Yep.
Oh, what's that go with that? Does this, are these still bullet blue jeans? Are those
no, steals? Because that was examples
was
of inappropriate
stuff.
Dress.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, okay, so.
I'm good with blue jeans.
Okay, so, yeah. Yes, okay. 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 Library director.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good with that policy.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so staff meetings we had.
Okay.
But I want to add in service meetings. And then this says the staff meetings are held monthly, but
mm-hmm.
they are not.
Okay.
We do managers' meetings monthly, so
okay.
I wanted to take out monthly and put as needed.
Okay.
And the if possible is because not all
part-time
can
yes.
make the meetings.
Right.
Okay.
That's very good. Okay. Work breaks,
5 hours or more.
Mm-hmm.
And then this good. If the employee leaves the premises, they will not be paid for their break.
You can't.
Right.
Tell them
if they need to go
break.
Get something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'd like to take that out.
That's fine.
Okay.
Library director.
That's going to happen a lot here. Okay.
And then there's a big gap
big
between
gap.
First
yep,
year of
I got it.
Employment.
I was doing a justification.
Right.
Because I think that looks nice, but yeah, this can be squeezed in.
So you change to the start of the fiscal year instead of on the anniversary.
Yeah, because then we do them all at the
same
time versus one here, one there. Yeah.
Good with that?
And
where are we?
Number two.
Number two.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Staff members shall be evaluated by their department.
So staff members shall be evaluated by their department.
Got it.
The department manager.
By their department manager. At the end of a 90-day probation period. That I would like to add.
Okay.
And at the conclusion of the first year of employment, that was there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it said on
annually
anniversary, but
thereafter, right? I want to take out the anniversary and do it at the start of the fiscal year. So yeah. We can.
That makes sense. That's good because then you do them all at one time.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Got this one.
Okay, that was good.
Number three, I got library director. So that's that. There's no change in that one.
Okay.
Grievance. Any staff member with personal grievance discuss the situation with their department manager or library director.
Okay. Capitalized manager.
Okay. So disciplinary actions was in here.
Uh huh.
But I changed the wording because it was very vague and small.
Okay.
So I added this yellow wording.
Okay. So it was only that one sentence before?
Yep. It was the following steps are to be taken was the first thing in that.
I like what you did there.
And instead of calling it a reprimand, I was...
Warning.
Okay.
Yep, that's true, not the entire process.
Now, when you say hearing of by the board, hearing by the... Personnel committee board
first.
Where yet?
Was that there before? The hearing of the board?
Where are we at?
Number
on C.
Letter C.
Oh. Yes. That was in there.
So the second read is with opportunity of a hearing by the board of directors or the personnel committee?
Well, the thing is that is it to go in an executive session then and all the board listens to it, or is it to go to the personnel committee? I mean, not really. That's what the personnel committee is, how we've always dealt with, I thought, stuff before.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was
presented
to the board.
I've never dealt with one, but if that's the case, yes.
So do we want to just get rid of and keep it, just go straight to the board in executive session? For a second written warning or suspension. And this is if the employee wants a hearing.
Wants a hearing,
so he'll have to go to the board.
Because before we had a hearing before to hear, something, and that was at the personnel committee level, and that's as far as it went.
Okay.
So
should that be the process? If they're being disciplined and they want to voice their, opinion, you don't want it to come to the board.
I'm just wondering.
Do you want it to go to the personnel policy committee?
I'm just saying that this policy was in place before, but it only went as far as the personnel committee.
Okay.
Before. And that was when I first came on board.
Okay.
So
should we say personnel committee first?
I would say.
Or board, or?
I just don't know. How do we go about that?
Because if it comes to personnel committee, they're just going to present it.
The personnel committee would vet it and then present it
to the board. But if they're not happy with what, if they don't want to accept what the personnel committee, then do they still have the opportunity to present it to the board?
It would sidestep the personnel committee, which is what I thought was one of its charters. But you can, well, I guess in this case you would want the entire board's opinion.
You would. Because, I mean, even if it goes to the personnel committee, the personnel committee is still going to present it to the board.
Right.
And then the board, if they have any questions or have anything, then you have to go back to the personnel committee.
Right. So this,
so this alleviates
long,
that.
Yeah, it could be a long go back and forth thing. So I would say just, yeah, let's just keep it as board,
to the board,
board of trustees.
The board of trustees. Yeah, because then they would go back and forth.
And I don't think we have to call out executive session on that one. That would have to, that just is an automatic thing, I would think. You'd wanna have,
if they want to do a grievance, yeah.
It's disciplinary. So if it's disciplinary, remember that it's executive.
That's executive session, so they have to wait.
Right, so.
Executive session.
Well, executive session will always be moved to a different point. And,
okay.
But the thing is that I don't think we have to call out executive session in here.
Oh, you mean in the policy?
In the policy.
Right.
No, no, because that's already a standard that we have for how we do the meetings.
Okay.
I don't think so. Let's see the second paragraph. That is not required to go through the term. That's true. I'm okay with the second paragraph.
Yeah.
That wording was good for the third one as well.
Okay, so this next one in red.
Mm-hmm. What did you say red was?
Red is my question.
Okay.
So if it's needed in here.
Okay.
I'm thinking if someone gets an unsatisfactory evaluation and they're placed on probation and reevaluated in 60 days... and if they don't show improvement, why would we give them a 30-day notice of termination?
Right. Can I read this again? Will you be placed on probation? Or we can call it a performance improvement plan, PIP.
Mm-hmm. Why give it 30 days?
If they does not show improvement by the end of the probationary period, why would we give a 30-day termination notice? That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. And that's what's in this policy.
No, if an employee receives an evaluation, the employee should be placed on probation, or we can, or you can say placed on a performance improvement plan, whichever one you want to do. Because performance improvement plan is a, you're giving them the opportunity to improve their performance.
Yeah, that's what a lot of places call it.
Uh-huh, it's PIP, Performance Improvement Plan.
Okay. Instead of probation?
Uh-huh.
Okay, placed on a performance improvement plan.
Why do they give 60 days? Shouldn't that be 30 days to reevaluate?
Well, sometimes it's hard.
You want to give them 30 days to turn around or 60?
I think 60 is standard because... you want to see that they're making an effort. In 30 days, if they're part-time, may not be...
Part-time, yeah. We have a lot of part-time, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So just remove the red and keep everything else.
Mm-hmm. Okay, remove the red?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Excellent. Okay. So now this last one, do we want to remove this red? Wouldn't you just, if you're... going to do it?
30-day notice. Why does everything say 30-day notice? I don't think that out. Why we give it that?
That was
before.
Yeah.
That was already in here from before. Why a 30-day notice?
I think that was how other libraries have done it.
Can you look at that one then to make sure before we take that one out?
That had been in the policy for quite a while.
That's been here since I've been...
Right, and so, it's always stated 30-day notice. So, yeah, we might want to...
make sure before we remove that one.
Yeah, well, yeah. But if we can remove it, you know, I mean, I don't know what the law says.
Right, and that's why I say I want her to look into it first to make sure that there's nothing in the library law. So that one, look into the, and talk to your group.
Okay.
And find out if that's something that is still into effect with libraries.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That ends all these other yellow spaces.
This yellow is the resignation notice. Number 2 is library keys for fobs.
Yep.
Because we have fobs now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Letter of reference is the same. The smoking and drug-free workplace is the same. Emergency closings. I didn't understand what this heavy power failure, etc.
I'd say power such failure. As a power failure.
Right. Okay.
Just power failure.
Yeah, that's what it says in here, so I didn't quite understand.
And what does et cetera mean?
And, right, and et cetera, too.
It's such as.
Is like something major.
It's an example.
Okay.
So the et cetera you don't need because.
Right. I'm like, well, et cetera, like what? So I
well, you could be closing because maybe pipes burst.
Snow.
Oh. Maybe. Do you want to specify?
Well, I mean, such as.
How about severe, such as severe? Another closing emergency, such as power failure.
Or maybe we don't even need to give examples. Due to an emergency.
Yeah.
Due to severe or extreme. Circumstances.
Due to
an emergency.
Closed due to an emergency. Wait.
Or
say that again.
Extreme circumstances, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then with this.
Or
what?
Conditions or.
Oh, circumstances or conditions.
Yeah. Maybe it's or to an emergency or extreme conditions.
Okay. Because what if we have like a heavy, you know, snow or something?
Right, blizzard.
Blizzard.
Okay.
Flood.
Or extreme conditions. And then it says
an emergency or extreme conditions. And take out the such as.
Yeah.
Period.
Okay. And then it says I'll put a period, right? And then say,
yeah.
Start off with all staff.
Right, so I'm talking and saying in the past, if we have closed because of extreme weather, anyone that was scheduled to work that day gets paid for that day.
Yeah,
so do we want to continue that? Because this just says full time.
All staff, right? Or do we? Did the part-time get paid too?
Yes, they did.
Okay, so then we've done, and that's always been
that's,
the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just that we've never updated.
Before it was just the staff.
Before it was just full. It's just full time.
No, it's always been.
It's always been.
Yep. It's always been everyone.
So just take off the full time
yep.
staff. All
okay.
staff.
All right.
And then take off the comma. Time is closed will be paid, take off the comma after closed.
Yep. Okay.
What? If the employee is unable to reach or remain, I don't understand that. If
I don't
the
either.
If remains open and an employee is unable to reach, take
that's
that out.
That's what it says here.
Unable to remain. Why would we say reach at the library?
Reach means get to the library. Right, is unable to reach, meaning drive to the library,
or
remain,
okay.
remain
so
at the library.
So if the library remains open and employee is unable to arrive, or?
Right, or arrive at the library, yeah. And the remain would be like school's closed
right.
and kids are coming home,
uh-huh.
I got to get home.
Right. Unable to?
Arrive.
Arrive.
Or remain.
Or remain.
Okay.
I don't like that. I mean, that kind of threw me off. No, because then that still doesn't make sense. If the library remains open and the employee is unable to report to work.
For duty.
Uh-huh, a report.
For report to work.
Uh-huh. Report to work. Or cannot remain at the library, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because of inclement weather, he or she may be utilized and available. Okay, now that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Got it. That's good. Okay, benefits.
Vacation. Bullet point number two. I would like to change this to a 6 months versus 12 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And reason? Just wondering. I know we've had this come up before where we've hired somebody and they needed, within 6 months, they've needed to take time. But I was just wondering.
Needed. No, I just feel that it's a 12. Well, first off, the city does that.
Yeah.
It's in their policy.
Okay.
Six months. Okay. Yeah. But I just feel it's just a good gesture on the light and the board's part.
Right.
Because to have to work an entire 12 months and not take a day off.
Yeah, that's kind of extreme.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, vacation generally accrues when somebody's hired. When does their vacation start?
Start. When can they start using it?
Well, that's what this is, when they can start using it. But when does accrual start?
Doesn't start till your anniversary.
Right, and that's written that way, because they haven't accrued
the time.
So, but I'm okay with 6 months, because it does seem like little.
But how would they take it?
They would take it without. They would get 5 days after 6 months.
Oh, after six
and
months.
And then the next 6 months, they will have been working here a year, and then that's
10.
When they will get their 10 days.
Their remaining days. They get the remaining time. If they use up their time at the 6 month period, then they just get the remainder
of those hours.
Right? What do they accrue at 1 year? In 1 year, how much?
10.
When you reach your 1 year, you get your 10 days of vacation.
Okay, so then at 6 months, they have the option to use 5 days.
Correct.
And then once they hit their anniversary, they can use the remainder of that. Because if they use 3 days, they got two
left.
Plus five gives seven. So they can use the remainder of their time at that 12-month mark. If they want.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Do we let it accrue? Like
it, does, it can't roll over.
Oh,
really?
It doesn't roll over.
Nope.
Dang. Ouch.
I know. Okay, so then it means they wait a whole year. Get the time, and if they don't use it, they lose it.
How much time do they have till they have to use it or lose it?
Their anniversary date.
It's every year.
So in their first year,
they get nothing.
They get nothing in the first year.
They get no days.
And then after that year, they get 10.
Yes.
And they have another year. They have a year to use that.
They have until the next year, those 10 days.
So they've worked 1 year, essentially, with no vacation.
No time off.
Nothing.
And then the next year, they get 2 weeks, 5 days, 10 days. And they have to use within a year. That's hard. I know, I'm just going to say that's hard. To work a whole year and get no vacation. And then when you get it the next year, I only have a year to take my... I don't get to take it.
Right. In my employment, it was 6 months when I was able to start using it.
Right.
So I think that's probably a norm, too.
Yeah.
Why don't we go ahead and change it to 6 months?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You said the city has it that way as well, right?
Yes, they do.
And then do we need to let them know that we're changing this?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Once it's approved by the board, then I'll reach out to Rob.
Rob. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Sick time.
Sick time. I'm just computing this because it shows up on our pay stub in hours versus days. So 30 days is 240 hours.
That's good. Okay. Yeah. It can get confusing.
Library director.
Yeah.
You might have to scan through your thing.
I think I'm going to have to do a check.
Yeah, just go through and check and see.
I will. Okay. Personnel days, you guys have already approved this when we were open for Martin Luther King Day.
Yes,
you gave
did.
Us that additional.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So we just need
updated.
To change that. Mm-hmm. And
health insurance.
I don't know why there is a 6-month probationary period.
Under
it
which
should
one?
Be three.
Where
are we looking at?
Personnel days.
Wait, personnel
days?
Personal days,
okay.
Yes, sorry.
3 months.
It's a 3-month probationary period.
Okay.
90 days.
Why
when we
six?
Hire someone.
Yeah, they get 90 days before they get their personal days.
Yeah.
So why did it say this is old?
Mm-hmm.
Three? Why three?
Well, 90 days.
90
no,
days.
No, I'm sorry. 3 paid days of personal leave per year.
Yes, they had 2 before,
we
but we
would
be adding the other one from Martin Luther King.
Yeah, I remember that. I didn't know it was 2 before.
Oh, yeah, they only had 2.
Yeah.
All right.
So now they have 3.
Yep. Okay.
Health insurance.
Student is fine. Professional meetings is fine. Health insurance, I would assume we want to take that line out.
Yeah, because
from what I understand, we don't have one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. All of that is fine. And then?
That's it for personnel?
Yep. With the exception of, and it's going to be on the last 1, 2, 3, 4 pages, I forgot to add the mass contagion telecommuting policy and staff reactivation policy that you guys passed.
Oh, when we passed during the COVID.
Yeah, they're in. It's the last 4 pages of this packet.
Okay, last 4 pages.
What are the last 4 pages?
Is the RS&T. The mass
contagion
policy.
Oh,
hey,
the thing that we wrote. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that we did.
Right.
And telecommuting policy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're just going to add those into this.
Yeah.
In this
table
of contents.
Yep.
Okay.
Now,
were you adding under? You adding under benefits or under?
No, it's
conditions of work.
RS&T.
Okay, RS&T, right there.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm questioning this ordinance regulation reimbursement of travel, meal, and lodging. It is.
You also have that in red.
Where is that?
It's Exhibit A.
Well, the page before it.
Yeah.
Is it right here?
If you go back to our ordinance regulation.
Okay, right here. Okay.
Yeah. How long do you keep these in a policy? Does this really belong in the policy manual?
Yeah.
It does.
Ordinance regulation? Okay.
Wait a minute. Ordinance regulation or the, which one?
The
travel.
The ordinance regulation. It's the page before that one.
Okay.
That shouldn't be in a policy book.
Okay.
That's not a policy.
It was.
This one should be travel expenses.
Yes. All right.
This is just what was passed to be able to
I'm
going to
take this out.
Okay. Yeah. I see. So, yeah, because it's.
They're just showing when it was adopted. I mean, you should have that somewhere so you know.
Yep.
But that should not be a part of the policy. And then under here, why does it say Exhibit A?
Because that's
So you need to make this as a policy and take the Exhibit A off, but keep those two together for you. These two, but then in the book, if you're going to have this here for travel policy, because they will need to know that, employees,
mm-hmm.
This would be considered permitted travel expense policy.
Okay.
We have a call.
So this form, this is from a long time ago.
Travel, meal, lodging expenses.
Yeah. So the ordinance regulation document, I mean, it's just a document, it's not a policy,
mm-hmm.
right? That's
right.
What you were saying,
mm-hmm.
in that it just needs to be removed. But, I mean, it still has to be
a policy for travel.
Yeah.
So make this, I would just make this heading as what it is here. P, travel, meal, and lodging, or you can call it travel, instead of travel, meal, and lodging, I would call it travel policy. Some type of travel, you think about it, travel and reimbursement policy. right?
Travel, meal, lodging, and lodging reimbursement.
Yes. Travel, lodging, and reimbursement.
Or expenses reimbursement.
Expense reimbursement policy.
So just expense reimbursement policy?
No, travel,
meal, lodging, expense reimbursement.
Let me think about that. Because, I mean, I think it should just be called the travel policy. Because when you travel, you're going to have lodging.
And meals.
And you're going to have meal, and you're going to have reimbursement. And all of that's going to be included in here.
That's fine. Just call it travel reimbursement.
Travel and reimbursement policy. There we go. I don't think you have to say lodging. Travel and expense reimbursement policy. Does that sound better?
Yep.
Yeah.
Travel and then take off that Exhibit A. Yep. That's still what the policy is. And
got
it. Format it. And
got it.
Keep it in there. And the red?
Only because this is from 2016.
Okay. Do you have any samples from anyone that...
Yeah, you should increase it by a buck.
The cities...
What is the cities?
The cities were even lower.
Oh, okay.
So I was just... I didn't know.
I mean, I would...
That's quite a bit of money. I mean...
Yeah, I think...
Yeah. I mean...
You can keep it like that for now, and then as you continue and you have your discussions, you kind of... talk to your directors group and find out.
Yeah, you can find out
what they're doing.
Okay.
And then you can always come back and present it back to the
committee.
All right. And so this is the newest form with the 2021 mileage.
Okay.
So that's the current one.
Okay.
And then this is the contagion. So we're done. We're done with that part.
Good job, Shelby.
Yeah.
Excellent work.
So then the last one now is drafting a policy against harassment.
Okay.
So this first page you have is the one that I've created based on the cities.
Mm-hmm.
So the second page you have is the actual city's policy. So anywhere they have the United City of Yorkville, I have
Public Library. So that's the harassment policy.
Yeah, and then this type company name here, this is just came from ALA, but it's six pages long.
Did you like this one that was shorter?
I like this shorter one.
This one, and then this one is the responding.
Yes, and I like that a lot.
Okay, this one is the responding to a type of harassment. And this one is just the harassment policy, which includes this. But this is just a response to this type of policy, to this type of act. So you might want to read through that. That one's drafted today.
Which one is drafted?
This one, the response, and this one. Both of these drafts.
Yeah, so we're wanting to, use these two.
These are the two that we're wanting to use.
All right. So this.
Uh-huh. And then that's the response. Library director.
Where are we at now?
Do you want them to notify you first, the library director first, or the supervisor first? You need supervisor first. You might want to invert that one. They should notify their supervisor/manager or library director. Director. This is good. This is exactly the same as this.
Yep.
And then this is the one. Did you have a chance to read this?
I did.
Start the process. Harassment, so I want to take right here, explaining your public library's harassment policy for that one. See at the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
And let's get to the review.
Is the top of this going to stay this heading, responding to conduct? Okay.
Because this is responding, you want to check the conduct and violation of. Okay, so how do you want to word it? Because we call this is the actual policy.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you respond. So if we're calling this policy harassment,
right?
But this is a type of harassment because these are listed here. See right here it says harassment is this. Sexual harassment
deserves special mention.
Right. So this is a type of harassment. So this is how we respond to this type of harassment.
Okay.
These are the steps that you take.
Perfect.
Including that form. Did you have a copy of that form?
No, but I will add it.
And you saw that the form. This is that form. It's called the Harassment Complaint Resolution Acknowledgement Form.
Yes.
Last paragraph on the
second page
on the again policy against harassment.
We took out
library director for one. You got director in there.
Where?
Last paragraph.
Oh, on the first page.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Yep, I got it.
All right. So, was there something on the first page to go over? I haven't made it to the second.
No. On this one, no. This is just strictly the policy. She just took the policy that we have in place from the city and matched it. The only thing, the only change that we made was on the paragraph before the last on the first page. Instead of saying notify the director or the supervisor, notify their supervisor or manager or library director. They should notify the supervisor first and then the director.
Yeah.
And if they don't feel that they can, then they come to the director. And that's stated here as well. Okay. In the first paragraph for this one, sorry, capital supervisor, capital manager. The other one? Yes. Yeah.
Capital supervisor?
No, capital S and capital manager. Yeah, that's just, since we're calling out library director, so anytime we...
Supervisor.
/ manager.
Oh, I'm going to add manager.
No, you can keep them together, because I know sometimes they call them supervisor, sometimes they call it manager, so supervisor / manager, but it should have been capitalized.
All right.
And then...
is this what was sent out earlier in the emails? Is this the document?
No, Karen created this.
Okay.
Remember what I read this one?
This one?
Responding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. That's just how you respond to that type of harassment.
So on the second paragraph, I'm going to capitalize.
I just saw that too. I just saw that. Capital S.
Got it.
It's always better to have more than two eyes. Another glance at the last one. The last paragraph on the managers and supervisors.
The last paragraph?
Mm-hmm. Managers, supervisors, we normally allow.
Oh, yep. Got it.
It's complainant, isn't it? Our complainant. On the first page, you have complaint, and then.
Yeah, it should be complaint.
It's complainant, right?
There you go.
Let me make sure. On paragraph, the second paragraph under the director, under the library director. No, it's complainant.
It is?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I thought I spelled it right. It's
wow,
A-N-T.
Okay.
A-N-T.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Complainant.
Huh?
It's complainant. How do you spell it? How do you spell it? What do you have?
Oh, this is British law.
Yeah, that's how you spell it.
C-O-M.
P-L-A-N-A-I-N-A-N-T.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no T. That's the proper way.
You have it spelled right.
So, on the second page, third paragraph, submitting a written report, is the designated company officials the outside investigator? Is that what the company means?
Where?
So, you have submitting a written report summary.
The company here, meaning us, like, submitting a written summarizing an investigation and making a recommendation to designated company officials. Or you can say library.
Yeah.
So the company officials say to the designated library, what? Official library, or director, or just instead of designated, you can say to the library director.
Yeah.
Do you want to say that?
Yeah.
Make recommendations to library
director. But it's part of the library. You can say library director.
Okay.
Okay. Because this is the responsible, this is what the library director is responsible for. For submitting a written report summarizing the results of the investigation and making recommendations to, would the board of directors, would that be?
That's what I was, see.
Oh. Yes, that's what I was trying, yeah.
I was trying to figure out, because I thought company might be like an outside investigation.
No, this was sort of like a higher up.
Okay, so this
so is. Board of directors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a written report summarizing the results of the investigation and making recommendations to
the board of directors, or board of trustees.
Yeah.
Library board of trustees.
Mm-hmm. Library board of trustees. Are you okay with that part? All complaints of obviously management or blah will be handled by an external third party? That's like higher level, like the management mm-hmm. team. Instead of saying senior, you want to say by management? Because that's not staff.
Yeah, just management.
Take senior out.
Where are you?
On the last one, right there.
I reject all the charm.
And then all complaints involving management. Library Administrative Department. Yes, the library director. Has to be part of that.
Yes.
She just did.
Yeah.
You saw the form.
Okay, that's all.
Yep.
Okay.
Are you good with that?
Good.
Okay, so just with those few changes, and then you'll present that to the board.
Yep, that's going to be a big packet to print up.
Huge.
Huge.
Because these are the updated policies and then that.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're done with all the policies?
Mm-hmm.
Done with the policies.
So go into, okay, so now we're going to a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
Okay. For the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance or dismissal of specific employees of the public body or legal counsel of the public body, including hearing testimony or complaint lodged against an employee of the public body or against legal counsel for the public body to determine its validity.
All right.
Okay, so then our meeting, we've updated all our policies, and so our meeting is adjourned.
Okay.